9 to 7 on the Huel Aaron Kick here with you in the studio, joined this morning by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Hello.
Hello. Well, first off, unsurprisingly, the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex website crashed because so many people were trying to buy launch tickets to Artemis 1. I just think that's a fun little space thing. It's been a while since we talked about space. I mean, well, it hasn't been that long. We talked about the James Webb Telescope.
Technically, the last time we talked about space, we were talking about chorizo, so...
That is true, which is not actually space at all, as we have now fully learned.
Or is it? Because are we not in space right now? Technically, the Earth is in space,
brain
and
explosions.
So is that chorizo. That chorizo is star stuff, Victor.
That chorizo was made of stardust. I would love to open a restaurant and stardust would be included among the ingredients of everything that
everything.
I served. Yeah. At the end of it, and stardust.
This is meatloaf, or is it?
Or is it? Is it star stuff? I think it is. Speaking of technicalities, things that I learned literally today is that for the longest time in the WWE, you were not allowed to say wrestler or wrestling. That was a specific codified marketing part of the WWE. At no point was wrestler or wrestling ever said. All of the wrestlers were called superstars. Titles are championship belts. They just had their own specific lingo to differentiate themselves from sports and establish themselves safely as an entertainment brand without alienating people that wanted to just fully participate in the role-playing of it all.
It's kayfabe.
I mean, if you're learning right now that the WWE has never been actually real wrestling and that it's been scripted, first of all, I'm very sorry.
So what do they call wrestling then?
Showbiz? I don't know the actual word that they've been saying for wrestling all this time.
Because the second W in WWE is wrestling.
You know, now you've reached the point where you're going to implode the logic circuits on whatever robots run the WWE. Because wrestling is actually in the name, and I didn't even think about that, and I'm the one that put trends together.
Yeah.
What do you mean we're not allowed to say wrestling? It's in the name.
It's in the name.
EA
it's in the
Sports.
Name you have to
it's
say. Even just saying WWE implies that you're saying wrestling. Fun thing about wrestling kayfabe, they have it's not a secret handshake, but there's like a specific kind of handshake that some wrestlers will do with each other to like indicate that each one is in on the bit.
Really?
Yeah.
A specific kind of WWE handshake?
Well, just pro wrestling in general.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm totally going to research
Depends
that.
On the wrestler, I think, but that's a thing.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, since we're talking about showbiz, we might as well keep talking about other actors, such as, maybe you know this guy. I looked him up, and I'm not going to flex like I know any of his work. Paddy Considine?
I know that name.
Yeah, he's an Irish actor, and he sort of pulled an Alec Guinness. He was originally approached to be in Game of Thrones, and he was just like, oh, fantasy, what tripe, I have no interest in doing this, and he just passed on it immediately. But, I mean, other crotchety old actors, if you give Harrison Ford a dump truck of money, he'll come be Han Solo again.
Right.
And this guy watched the Game of Thrones train ride off into the sunset and felt eternally guilty about it. And
Why did I take the patty pass on Game of Thrones?
And he came crawling back to HBO, and he is the guy that will be playing Viserys Targaryen, and he has a whole little, not quite apology tour, but he has a thing where he tries to rectify this of just like, look, yeah, I passed on it because it said it had dragons, but I didn't read the script. I just passed on it out of hand. And if I had read it, ooh, boy, I would have been in on this. The compelling nature of this, it just reads like a guy trying to justify being in on the Game of Thrones bandwagon. It's honestly a delightful thing to read.